so excited because the Bendigo Comedy Festival kicks off this Wednesday with comedians coming from all around Australia to Bendigo. One of them, a particularly funny man, is Nick Capper. We've got him on the line. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Keisha and Tim. How are you?
Good. Hey, Nick. Doing well. How are you going?
Good, good.
We're so excited to have you coming to our Bendigo Comedy Festival. How are you feeling about it?
Mate, I am so excited. I'm over the moon.
You sound it. You sound
I am actually very excited.
What is the show about this year? Like, I know that often comedians, something happens in their life. There's one main thing or idea.
Like a theme.
Yeah, what's the theme for 2019, Nick?
I travelled to from Melbourne to England in a tuxedo through six different countries. Yeah.
Six different countries?
In one tuxedo.
In one tuxedo, yeah. So
I went dry cleaning, Nick.
Oh, it was, the suit was a part of me after it.
Sorry, why? Did I miss something? Why?
There's a podcast called The Little Dum Dum Club.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great podcast. And anyway, they had to do a show in London, and people said, hey, why don't we crowdfund Capper to come over? And just as a joke, we said, well, we wouldn't get enough money to go over there a good way, so why don't we just go there the worst way possible? And anyway, people started sending us money to do it, to send me the worst way possible. So I flew to Kuala Lumpur, then to Shanghai, then caught a train from Shanghai to Beijing.
Oh, my God.
Flew from Beijing to Poland, then from there to Belgrade in Serbia, then flew from Serbia to Austria, caught four trains to France, then caught another two trains, and then caught a boat from France to Dover in England.
Have you heard that there are actually much more efficient ways to get to the UK, Nick?
Yeah, I know. And the worst thing, the funniest thing is when we priced the trip with the travel agent, he said, it's going to cost you like $3,500. You should have just got like
a return flight.
You could have got premium economy with Qantas for this.
You could have the extra leg room.
But anyway, it was a real adventure. And so that's kind of what the show's about, is going through all those countries and just me going there, the worst way possible, the people I met. And
what did you smell like, Nick, by the end, if you were wearing one outfit?
Do you know when you walk someone homeless or maybe sleeping rough, and it's not a smell anymore, the air is thick around them?
It's like a Jew.
That's the way it was with me. The air was thick. I could really smell it. It was with tails as well. I had tails.
What was security like, Nick? Were they confused?
Yeah, the security were weird. Yeah, I'm in China. I got three different supervisors came out, and then the third one came out and he's like, are you an artist? And I said, yeah, well, in some respects, yes.
Okay.
A lot of stuff like that. Yeah, a lot of people laughing at me. A lot of, like, I used to take photos of people that were dressed weird and stuff on my phone and go, ha ha, look at this. But that was me.
That was you.
The hunter became the hunted.
I want to hear the whole, I have a million questions, but I think the easiest way for me to get my head around it is to come and see your show in the Bendigo Comedy Festival. When and where are you playing this year?
Yeah, Saturday, and I think it's at the Gold Miners. I think that's where they all are.
Yeah.
It's at 10 o'clock.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you going to be wearing the suit?
Yes, I will be wearing
it. Oh, good. Okay.
I hope you've had it cleaned in the meantime.